Well, Jason, it's Monday, time to talk about business. And here we are talking about golf.
Golf. It's definitely golf weather if you can handle the heat.
Yeah.
And if you can't, this guy's got the solution.
What's the solution?
TJ McMullen, he's opened Las Cruces Total Golf on Wyatt. And he has an indoor range for fitting your clubs and practicing your swing. Got some really neat electronics there that'll help you figure out your swing. Neat guy. He started golfing when he was 2 years old.
Two.
Two. Went out with his dad and his uncles, and now he's 28. He golfed at Las Cruces High School. And he says that, he got into golf because his dad took him out. They'd go out to the range, and he'd hit behind his dad. And he said he never really wanted to play competitively until he was in his senior year. And he was competing in football, baseball, and wrestling, and decided to go instead and focus on golf. And did pretty well. And then he was working out at Picacho Hills Country Club for a while. And a couple of months ago, he opened up his shop on Wyatt, and he's doing club repairs, custom fittings. He's got this neat launch monitor to do golf lessons, and you can do it without concern for the weather. Wind, more a problem than heat usually, but this week it seems like heat. And it's interesting. I was talking to him, and he said about 92% of golfers, they're not using clubs that are really fitted for them, or they're fitted incorrectly. And they're, bought off the rack, or somebody gave them to him, or something like that. And he says he can get them indoors, get some consistent results on the swing, and once they get people fitted indoors, they get about an 85% accuracy rate on the fitting.
Interesting.
So it really ups the
So
game.
it really is about the fitting,
Yeah.
and because when I first started golfing, I went and bought some used golf clubs,
Right.
and I never did anything with golf. I mean,
Yeah.
it was horrible swing, horrible everything.
Well, you got a little farther than I did, Edmundo. My brother took me out to a driving range, and I ended up digging a trench that you could have laid pipe in. Putt-putt I can handle.
Putt-putt, yeah.
Yeah. But he's doing lessons with kids, and he says one of his goals is to get a state title for Las Cruces High. And he says he loves the other high schools. He wants to teach those kids too. But his loyalty is still to the Bulldogs because that's who he played with. And he's working with the coaches, working with the kids, and really interesting guy, and he's really devoted to the game.
Good, good. Okay, let's talk about summer and the column this week.
Yeah, Curtis Roseman from the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce wrote our column this week, and he's talking about, with kids out of school, it's good to have a routine, have a plan for them to have something to do, and, beyond staying indoors all summer and playing video games, which is not good for your mind, not good for your health. And he's talking about getting the kids out, getting them active, and points out that here in Cruces, we're really fortunate because we've got the Organ Mountain Desert Peaks National Monument. We've got all of these parks that are free, amazing, beautiful places to go for nature walks. We've got free movies at Video 4. And a lot of businesses around town have summer specials specifically designed for kids, for families, and take advantage of those. And, a vacation doesn't always mean you've got to leave the area and spend money out of town. You can enjoy the summer with your family here with a little staycation in the community. And he says, if you're going to splurge and spend some money during your summer vacation, spend it at a local business. Lots of good deals out there. And you can have a great time also at our museums, he says. The Farm and Ranch Heritage, the Las Cruces Museum of Nature and Science. Of course, the Railroad Museum is always good with kids. And then we're just down the road from White Sands. So
there's plenty to do.
There's plenty to do around. And it's good, as he points out. It keeps those summertime spending dollars here at home, help out our local businesses, and keep our economy thriving through the summer while you keep the kids busy.
Okay, let's move on to something that we all in our community know about, which is steaks.
Steak. We love our steak. And we've got good ones. Double Eagle has been, for the third year in a row, named the best steakhouse in New Mexico.
In New Mexico.
In New Mexico. And, they attribute it to their aging room, one of the only cold aging rooms in the state that they've got here. And it's just really great quality meat. And the magazine that did the review also mentioned, and again, us locals know this, the margaritas
Oh, yeah.
and the Bloody Marys at Double Eagle also got really high ranks.
Well, they've got a great selection of tequila.
They do. They've got some really awesome tequilas.
And you definitely ask for margaritas in different ways.
You got
that,
it.
That they've got, and the same thing with the Bloody Marys.
Yeah, yeah, you get it all customized for New Mexico.
All right, let's quickly talk about hiring.
Hiring, FedEx Ground, they've got their building opening down in Santa Teresa. They're going to have about 90 people when they start. At least half of those will be locals, and they are now hiring. You can go to careers.fedex.com to see what's available.
All right, Jason, we'll talk to you next week.